This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Welcome back, and now live via Cisco telepresence. We're so pleased to bring in a member of the Columbus Blue Jacket staff and a member of our staff tonight. He's going to be on the NHL Network. He's done some work for us the last couple of years. It's Dan Hino, Deb Placey, and EJ Raddick in New York. Thanks for doing this. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
They working you hard up there yet?
Yeah, it's nonstop. It's way harder than coaching.
I kind of doubt that. But.
Well, we're glad to have you on. We've got so many things we can talk to you about. Well, let's talk about you for a minute here. And Todd Richards gets a two-year deal to stay as the head coach in Columbus, and you stay. And tell us what that's been like, because you were there before Todd Richards got the head job, and I'm sure that could have been a tricky situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of nuances that go into coaching change and so on and so forth. And, you know, from an organizational standpoint, there's a lot of change over these last few years, unfortunately. But from a coaching standpoint, it's been great because I've learned a lot. You know, you build your character, they say, when you struggle, when you go through the hard times. And we've had those in Columbus. So we've built up a pretty good amount of character in that regard. But, you know, Todd's was great in the transition period. I don't think it's an easy thing for a coach to do, especially to jump from an assistant to a head, but he did a great job. The players recognized it. There was a great feeling towards the end of the year that we were making steps in the right direction.
Hey, Dan, I got to tell you, I'm always wary about late season runs from teams who have kind of had a tough first half and have fallen out of it, but you guys did play well down the stretch. What can you tell us? What can you tell the viewers about why that second half of the year, or that really that tail end, that last 30 games or so, was something that we could kind of believe in going forward for the Blue Jackets?
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I've seen teams, I've actually been a part of teams that have done that same thing. When there's nothing to play for, it's easy to go out and put it on the line because there's no pressure. But I think what we saw in Columbus was a changing of the guard a little bit as far as our mindset. You know, it was more of an attack game, and we kind of sat back at the beginning of the year. We had some injuries, blah blah blah, but we sat back a little bit. We weren't catching quite the efforts we needed from everybody, especially our big boys. But then when you make the trade for Jack Johnson, he's playing, he comes in, he's a breath of fresh air. He's playing 30 plus minutes a night for us, and guys kind of jumped on the bandwagon a little bit as far as the effort was concerned. And it was, you know, it was a great transition for the coaching staff, great transition for the players, and I know the fans really appreciated it towards the end of the season there. So I think going forward, there's a lot to look forward to because we feel that it's a changing a little bit of the guard in regards to how much effort guys are putting in and night out.
We heard this week that Scott Housen had some discussions with Rick Nash's agent. What is your sense, I guess I can ask you, if he does come back, what it will be like, or if he doesn't and the organization goes in a different direction? What do you think would be the difference between the two things?
Well, you know, Rick's been there for a long time. He's the face of the organization. The city enjoys him. He's a great guy, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet on earth. You know, so there won't be any ill will, you know, should he stay versus should he go. It's more of one of those things where, you know, great if he's here, and if it so happens he moves on, then we'll move on as a team as well. But, you know, he's a marquee player. He's one of the rare guys that you can't really replace with another person. So it's from a coaching standpoint, he's a great asset to have in your lineup, but as an organizational standpoint, you understand sometimes things have to change. So it's you know, hit or miss either way you look at it, but I think we're going to be moving forward either way.
Hey, Dan, all the teams that are left, really, the four teams, the Kings and the Coyotes in the West and the Rangers and the Devils in the East, I think they've all benefited from some contributions, a lot of key contributions from role-playing guys. You were one of those type of guys during your career. You helped the Colorado Avalanche win a Stanley Cup back in 2001. You know, the Devils, for example, with a Steven Gionta and a Ryan Carter, those guys are helping them out. Out West, you see, you know, Dwight King has been a real story as a third-line guy, and no young Jordan Nolan is playing so well. Give me your thoughts on the contributions that guys like that make to a team that's on the road, that's deep into the playoffs, like those teams are right now.
Well, I think that's the key to winning the cup. You know, every team you look at that's won in the past, yeah, of course they have their special players and they have their first line guys, your Conn Smythe winners, and so on and so forth. But the unwritten rule is if your third and fourth lines are contributing, like you're seeing with these teams, you know, with King, with Stoll, Clarkson, if you want to consider him a role player just because he's third, fourth line gritty. You know, you saw it with Anaheim, with Sammy Paulson, Moen. My years, it was Stefan Yell, Sean Poding. Every good cup story has has a good third, fourth line grinder line that has stepped up, whether it's the fourth line that somehow moved into the second line position, so on and so forth. You have to have that. If you don't have it, you're not going to go very far, because other teams usually cancel their best players out with your best players, and then it becomes your grinders versus grinders. And if you can succeed on that level, usually it gives you big success.
Well, I know they're going to get a lot of analysis from you up on NHL tonight, so thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Good thanks, to see Dan.
You. Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.